Hey Lionesses, it's Natasha here, and it is your last coaching session of the month on customer development. Just to recap, this month we've been taking you through the process of doing customer development. If you're a startup, if you are a startup that is currently transitioning to becoming a sustainable business, customer development is so important. There are so many people who roll their eyes at the idea, why do I have to dive deep into my customers? Or they think they already know their customers because they have some. But the point is, one, we could always use more customers. Two, customer retention. How do we keep the ones that we currently have? And three, how do we tap into the ones that we have, but they've already dropped off, right? And there's the other part of customer development that we don't like to talk about, the anxiety that comes along with interviewing our current customers or potential customers. One, you feel like it might be a wasteless time sucker, which again, it's not. Two, and it's not always a fun 10 minute, but we're afraid of losing customers. If we go and we interview them, what if they tell us that they're dissatisfied? What if they tell us something terrible about, you know, this thing that we are so passionate about, that we want to do, or the service that we provide? It can feel awkward, maybe asking them some questions, particularly if it takes you out of your comfort zone. You know what, my customers don't want me to call them. They're busy. It would be a total inconvenience. I don't know much about customer development, so if I call them, I may risk sounding flaky or stupid or unintelligent. There's so many reasons why we can have anxiety around customer development. But I have to tell you, there's so many wins about customer development that they outweigh the bad, particularly because a company who takes the time to delve into who their customer is and the profile and the actual segment that they serve and how they serve them, up their chances of growing a sustainable business, particularly because they hone in on the exact person that they are serving. I was listening to the Tim Ferriss show. It's a really dope podcast by Tim Ferriss. If you're not familiar with him, he's a kick-ass rock star entrepreneur and the author of The 4-Hour Work Week. So I suggest you totally look him up. But anyway, this week he was reminding people that, hey, it is best to have 1,000 people who absolutely love you than 100,000 people who sort of kind of like you. Because it's the 1,000 people that you're going to make most of your money from. And the way to tap into those people, again, is through customer development. Now, CustomerDevLabs.com is just a dope website. So they actually have the customer development workbook. So if you go to CustomerDevLabs.com, CustomerDevLabs.com, they have tons of information on there to help you with customer development. One of the things that they have that I love is called the 3 of 5 rule. Okay? Again, it's called the 3 of 5 rule. If you don't have a pen and paper handy, I'm going to give you 2 seconds to go and get one so that you can jot this information down. Okay? So I'm timing you. Go. Do, 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 do. Do 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 do. Bam. So if this was Jeopardy, Alex Trebek would tell you to put your pen down. So hopefully you have your pen and pad or your laptop or tablet open and you can take some notes. Okay, back to customer development. So at the CustomerDevLabs.com, they tell you about the 3 of 5 rule. And this is how this particular entrepreneur says that he does his customer development interviews. And he highly recommends that you do them this way too. So, number one, start by interviewing a batch of 5 customers, 1 at a time. 2, analyze those interviews. 3, repeat steps 1 and 2 until, number 4, at least 3 of the last 5 people you've interviewed are early adopters. Now, I'm going to walk you through, again, what he describes early adopters as. But again, I'm going to repeat that. So the 3 of 5 rule, rule number 1, start by interviewing a batch of 5 customers. 2, you're going to take your time and analyze those interviews. 3, you're going to repeat steps 1 and 2 until four, at least three of the last five people you've interviewed are early adopters. Now, what exactly is an early adopter? If you don't know and you want to go to google.com, an early adopter, the textbook definition, is a person who starts using a product or technology as soon as it becomes available. So entrepreneur Justin Wilcox says that three of five of your customer development interviews should contain early adopters because, one, they have a problem that you're trying to solve. Two, they know that they have the problem that you're trying to solve. And three, they are actively seeking a solution to that problem. He says that if three of the last people you talk to are actively seeking a solution to the problem you're trying to solve, well, you found your early adopters. So, for instance, let's use as an example, I'm a person who I've created this really innovative tool that curls your hair in 2 minutes in the morning. If I'm doing my customer development interviews and I've spoken to five fantastic women, three of them say, hey, I go to my hairdressers each morning to get my hair curled. I love it. One person says, well, I prefer to actually wear straight hair, though I do curl mine from time to time. And the last person says, yes, I do like to curl my hair every day. I have not found early adopters. Does that make sense? Because you are looking for somebody who's not only saying, yes, I do like to curl my hair every day, but two, most importantly, I am still on the hunt for something that not only curls my hair every day, but curls it fast. Boom, one. That's an early adopter that you found. Those are the people who are going to give you the most information out of your customer development interviews. So Tommy Walker is the former editor-in-chief of Conversion Excel. And in August, he wrote a really great and in-depth piece about the importance of customer development and what he sees as one of the top problems for many startups and early business owners is the fact that they never really nailed their product or how to market it. And it's because they have a customer development problem. And I love what he had to say. Basically, he said the reason that you want to start with a small customer base when you're doing your customer development interviews is so you can work with those customers to create an experience that they're truly excited about. If you learn how to rocket with a small core group of your customers, well, then you can go out and find their peers and rocket with them and begin to expand that into building your target demographic. Because most of us, when we create our businesses or our services, to be honest, we're doing it because it's something that we usually 9 times out of 10 love to do. And I find that this is true, particularly for women. I know in the tech sphere, that can be a little different. Sometimes you're looking to disrupt a industry, change the way that something's done, and you might just be doing it to just make a shitload of money. But usually, I find in my experience, when we talk to female entrepreneurs, even those who are rocking it in the tech space, the reason that they got started is usually tied to something happened to them. It inspired them to launch or create this thing that they are passionate about. And we know that women are usually less likely to sell their businesses or have them acquired because we tend to tie our identities to them. And so sometimes we set out to create these companies because we feel like it's our life's work, right? And our mission in life. We can get uncomfortable with the idea of customer development because basically what customer development entails is feedback from the audience. The last thing that we want to hear is, hey, what you created, what you love so much, nobody cares about it, or I'm not interested in buying it. And so because a high percentage of startups fail, one of the reasons that they fail is because they have created something that in the end no one wants. Or maybe you never figured out how to market it to the right people who would have cared. And so this month, I know we are focusing on customer development because it's the backbone of any good startup. And it definitely helps minimize your startup's risks. Now, learning how to utilize that feedback is just as important as receiving it. And so I'm sure that that is one of the reasons that Justin Wilcox says that you need to speak to at least 3 early adopters. You shouldn't be pivoting or changing services based on feedback from one customer, but you should be taking that customer's feedback into account totally. So how do we best utilize the feedback that we get from these customer development interviews and conversations? Now, if you were able to listen in on the business model canvas call that I did earlier in the month, I told you how Don and I utilized our customer development interviews. After we spoke to all of the women that we did, we hold ourselves into a conference room for an entire day. And I'm not saying that you need to do it this way, but we're crazy, and so we did. We wrote out on a wall that basically wrapped around the room on a whiteboard, all of the questions that we asked each customer, and then each customer's answer to each question. Then, after we did that, we went back and circled every single similarity in all of the customers' answers. Looking at those commonalities allowed us to see things that made sense in changing, things that needed tweaking or being added to the programs or services that we currently had at Lioness. But the cool thing about customer development is it also gave us our marketing language. Because we knew that this was a common problem amongst those particular customers, we knew that we could then insert that same language that they had given us into our marketing. And so that when those customers and their peers saw that language, it would be particularly speaking to them. I share that to say that it's really important that you take action with the feedback that you get from your customers. And I'm not talking about something that's immediately reactionary. They said change this, we're changing that. No, as I talked about going back through and seeing the commonalities amongst all of your conversations, then really strategically thinking about how am I going to take this feedback and act on it, but then going through the process of actually doing it. We know as people who have sat on boards or been a part of committees that, you know, there are things like customer feedback cards, or we do focus groups and we get all this information back and we collect it and it looks really good on a spreadsheet, but then we actually never do anything with it. And if you have been listening to coaching calls, you know that Coach Don talks all the time about working and moving with intention. So what is the intention that you're going to use with all of that feedback that you receive? The other reason that it's important to make sure that you utilize your customer feedback and your customers don't feel like they spoke to you for nothing is because I read this great stat over at Insightly that said, since it costs 6 to 7 times more to obtain a new customer than to retain an existing one, it makes sense to use feedback to keep your customers happy. And so you want to use that feedback to make informed decisions about your business and your strategies going forward. So hopefully, you know, when you're laying out your strategic plan for 2018, if you haven't done that already, you should definitely be having your customer interviews on hand with you and your staff or your team or whomever you're using to help you create your goals for the following year. You should have those on hand to see, okay, how can I incorporate this, the commonalities that you saw surface from those interviews, into what I need to do next year to make more money. Incorporating those strategies also lets, you know, your customers know that they've been heard and that you heard them. And also remember that the feedback that you get in your customer development interviews, you're supposed to use that to measure if what you currently are offering is what will help you to build a sustainable business. It basically helps you see the holes in your current business model and where you can pivot to improve performance. sometimes we see change as a failure, and needing to pivot in order to make money and to make your customers happy is never a bad thing. So never be too proud to look at what's currently going on and what needs to be changed, and actually having a set of balls, I like to say the ovaries to do it. So there are a few more days left in the month of November. If you have not already done your customer development interviews, I highly recommend that you do. I love Justin Wilcox's recommendation of doing it in groups of five. I think that totally cuts down on any anxiety. If you feel like you don't have enough time in your day, you can schedule little chunks to call five people at a time. Don and I, when we did our customer development interviews, I think we spaced them at about 30 minutes so that we could, you know, have a conversation with the people. Well, more so an interview. It was funny. I was reading something from Steve Blanks from the Lean Startup, who, you know, is kind of like the Bible of all of this, you know, business model canvas stuff. And he says not to call them conversations, call them interviews. That's what they are. Stay on task. So interviews, we're going to use that term. You go ahead and do your customer development interviews over the next 5 days. I think it's helpful to do them again in batches of fives. If you are a member of Lioness, you must be, because you're listening to this call. In the Facebook group about a week or two ago, I posted a link to a website that gave you like 20 kick-ass questions to ask your customers. So don't feel like you have to go and make them from scratch. You can go and click on that link, see the questions, tweak them a little bit based on whatever your industry is. But remember, you should be asking unbiased questions. So again, if you have any questions, you can always go in the Facebook group Unleashed and ask them. Don and I are usually in there daily checking about. As always, until next time, unleash the lioness within and rock your day.